Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast, but first we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Pleasanton as the Bulldogs playing host to the Elwood boys in a girl-boy doubleheader here. The first game comfortably won by Pleasanton as they got the running clock and finally win it 57-21. But we anticipate maybe that many points, but probably a little bit more evenly distributed between Pleasanton and Elwood. Both of them looking for their first wins of the season, but both of them have proven that they can do some battle there, because an overtime loss for Elwood. Pleasanton was in a tight ball game with Axtell. So these two teams have had a couple of losses each, but both of them have battled at least in one of those games, and in at least one of their games have played a pretty good up-tempo game where they score in the 60s and 70s. So both these two teams can really kind of run the floor. And really, the first one to about 60, 65 points may very well win this game. Kind of anticipate that'll be the pace that both Pleasanton and Elwood will want to play here. We'll take a few moments to kind of catch our thoughts. We'll come back with a starting lineup between the 0-2 Elwood Pirates and the 0-2 Pleasanton Bulldogs. Somebody picking up their first win of the season tonight here in Pleasanton. We'll take a quick break, and we'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton. Time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the Elwood Pirates, who are on the road for head coach Kurt Bonzoff. His stylers are Skyler Werger, who is a 6'2 senior. He'll start with Blake Teedy, 6'1, also a senior. Billy Smith is 6 foot tall and a senior. Zach Hackbart, 6'3 and a senior. And the fifth senior starter is Sean Klaus. He is 6 foot tall. As I mentioned, a senior for head coach Kurt Bonzoff. Assistant coach is Shane Tilson. For Pleasanton, also 0-2. Their starters are going to have a little bit different, more of a range of the various classes. They do have some seniors out there, though. Cale Miller is a 5'10 senior. Blake Eckhout, 6 foot tall and a senior. Brandon Axman, 5'10 and a senior. Caleb Eckel is 6 foot tall and a junior. And the other starter is Hunter Pates. Pates is 6'1 and just a freshman for head coach Mitch Armour. His assistant coach is Keston Fink. And again, these two teams have not picked up their first win of the year, but it certainly isn't because they weren't in some games. Elwood did lose their season opener by 15, but against Bertrand in Elwood, they lost in overtime, 78-75, in a pretty good high-scoring affair there. And it was a tight ball game in the season opener for Pleasanton at home against Axtell, where they fell 64-62 before they, too, lost by 15 points at Arcadia Loop City last weekend. So both teams looking for their first wins of the year, but both of them have been in some tight ball games, and that is just going to get them a little bit more lathered up to get that first win of the 2014-15 season, as Pleasanton obviously wants to kind of hold serve a little bit by picking up a win on their home floor. So Pleasanton and Elwood just about ready to get things going and get down to business, as we will wrap up our New Tech Seed pregame show when we come back right after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton. The opening tip in the air, controlled by Elwood, as it's won by Skylar Werger. And the ball in the offensive zone, and we've got a real quick reaching in foul called on Brandon Axman for the Bulldogs. On the inbounds, they get it quickly in for Werger, and Werger is hit on the arm as he puts up the shot. So two quick fouls been called against Pleasanton here in the first 9 seconds of the game. Werger is heading to the line now to shoot two after Axman picks up his second foul in the first 10 seconds, and the free throw is up and good. So somewhat of an unconventional start to the game, and maybe a little bit dangerous here for Pleasanton because one of their starters in the early foul trouble. Second free throw is up and good. So the first 2 points of the game come at the free throw line for Skylar Werger, and it's 2-0 Elwood. Elwood going man-to-man off of a screen into the offensive zone, dribbling right side is Axman. Axman trying to pass it to that left side. It's going to be kicked out of bounds by Billy Smith. They call the kick and not the out of bounds. Doesn't really matter. Either way, it's going to be Pleasanton ball. And to throw it in is going to be Hunter Pates. The freshman standing near midcourt will throw it on the sideline. Now gets it back. Pates dribbles to the left side. Will get it off here for Eckel. Back top of the circle. Entry pass in the lane for Eckhout. Eckhout kicks it out. Pates will fire the three. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Elwood. Elwood gets it up court very quickly, and it's blocked by Pates as they tried to get that shot up. It would not fall, and we got a little runner on that right side before the shot. In transition, Axman tried to put up the shot, but he was fouled before he got it. And that had to be close whether or not this was going to be a two-shot foul. But it's a foul on Smith. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. On the baseline, Pleasanton inbounds, looking for their first points of the ball game. They're going to throw it near midcourt, and it's going to be caught by Axman. Axman gives it right side. Quick three here for Echol, and Echol hits the three. Caleb Echol, first 3 points of the ball game, and now Pleasanton has a 3-2 lead here in the early stages. Smith on the dribble. Backdoor cut as Hackbert finds the drive. The left-hand layup good for Werger. Nice little, not exactly a give and go there, but very similar to that. After the pass, he cut essentially off of a screen set by the passer and then went. So it had a kind of a look of a give and go. A little weave play here as Hunter Pates gets it off here, left wing for Axman. Axman drives, bounces off the body. Little runner up, no good. Tip on the inside, won't fall either. Another offensive tip, still won't fall, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by Elwood. Snagging the bound is Sean Klaus. Klaus is going to kick it out for Smith. Smith will fire the three. It's no good, and the ball out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by the Dogs, so Elwood inbounds here. Hackbart to toss it in, gets it on that left side. There's Werger. Werger's three off the mark and rebounded by Pates. For Pleasanton, on the run here is Axman. Axman thought about the three top of the key. He'll kick left side for Echo. Gets it in the lane here for Eckout. Eckout loses the ball. That's going to be a hell ball, or is it stolen? It's a steal here by Billy Smith. So Smith comes up with the steal. Pass up ahead on the run is Teedy, and Teedy will lay it up and in. Both these two teams want to run. You get a turnover, they're going to try to cash it in before you get your defense set. Off of a high screen in the offensive zone is Axman. Axman kicks it around the perimeter, giving it to Echol. Echol left wing now for Eckout. Little ball fake here for Miller, who got the ball. He's going to penetrate, kick it out for Axman, who thought about the three, but he's getting some pretty good pressure put on him there by Smith. And now they'll work it back around the perimeter. Miller's got it. Miller runner in the lane. Shot won't fall. Long rebound up ahead here for Elwood, and the pass by Werger is off the mark, but they're going to say it was a foul that made it so. Hackbart couldn't make the catch. And the official is still looking at who committed the foul, and that is going to be on Echol. And for Echol, that will be his first foul. Third as a team here on Pleasanton. On the inbounds, Werger's going to fire the three. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath. Shot won't fall here for Hackbart, but Hackbart was, well, I got to say it, he was hacked. So he's going to go line and shoot a couple after the foul is called on Eckhout. So Hackbart at the line, knew he made it as soon as it left his hand, and we've got a timeout for Axtell. 7-3, a four-point lead for Elwood to start the game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Pleasanton calls the timeout. We'll take it with them. They trail at 7-3, 5:09 to go in the first quarter. Back after this.
If you love good home cooking but hate the dishes, come down to C&D Restaurant in Elwood. C&D fills the plate with great food 7 days a week. There's noon specials Sunday through Friday, a full dinner menu from 5 to 7 Monday through Saturday, and bring the whole family there for Sunday lunch serve 10:30 to 1:30. Comfort food at a comfortable price. C&D Restaurant on Highway 23, just a block west of 283 in Elwood. Good home cooking without the dishes. C&D Restaurant in Elwood.
Water is Nebraska's most precious natural resource, and for over 40 years, Elko Incorporated has kept the water flowing. It all starts with Elko pumps and power units. Reliable, powerful, affordable equipment that brings water to a parched land. Elko also has irrigation pipe and pipe trailers to get the water exactly where you need it most. Gravity irrigation is still the most down-to-earth solution to your water needs, and Elko is your one-stop shop. Elko Incorporated of Elwood. Call us at 785-2930 or online at elkoinc.com.
Zach Hackbart's second free throw is up and good. He made both of them, so it's now 8-3. Elwood with a five-point lead here against Pleasanton. And the reason why Pleasanton called that timeout. Elwood putting full court pressure on. They have it in the offensive zone to the Dogs. And they'll lob it on that right side for Cale Miller. Miller's pass stolen away. Left-handed layup up and good for Werger. Werger stepped in there, made the steal, and then lays it up in traffic. He was pressured there by Axman. And now a little runner on that right side, and we're going to have a foul on Elwood. And again, Pleasanton always looking for the opportunity to run. Even after a made basket, they're going to attack on you. And Axman drew the foul against Blake Teedy. Teedy with his first foul of the ball game. And now Axman will shoot two, and the first free throw is no good. And it has always been this way. Man, coming to games in Pleasanton for 25 years, and Pleasanton has always wanted to run with the basketball. Second free throw is up and good. So one out of two from the free throw line is Axman. And it's now 10-4. Elwood with a six-point lead and the ball. They're going to fire a quick three here for Hackbart. Hackbart in transition drains the three. Just as Pleasanton was trying to get back in their half-court defense, Hackbart, when he caught the ball, was open. Just a quick little swing there for Elwood. And again, Elwood, they're not exactly sitting on the ball either, as they now lead it by nine. Axman drives to the free throw line. He'll hit a quick little 15-foot jumper. Now cut the lead down to seven. Right wing, Teedy on the baseline. He's going to kick it out, give it back out for Werger. Werger's going to fire a three. That's in and out. That was a good-looking shot that did not fall and rebounded by the Dogs. So Pleasanton in the offensive zone, they're going to fire a tough three-pointer. That is no good. And the rebound for Elwood. Teedy ended the possession. And now using up his dribble is Hackbart, so he's got to make a long pass to Werger to get in the offensive zone. Bulldogs right now going zone, a little 2-3 zone it looks like, or a 3-2 zone. Entry pass for Teedy. Teedy little fadeaway. Shot won't fall, and the rebound to Pleasanton. Eckhout snags the bound for the Dogs, and slowly Axman brings in the offensive zone. Off of a screen, Axman will kick now left side. Ball fake here for Echol. Echol will drive. Off glass, a little bit high. Offensive rebound. That shot hangs on the rim. Won't fall for the rebound by Eckhout. And then the ball out of bounds, but knocked out of bounds by Elwood. Hunter Pates fighting for the ball. Couldn't quite come up with it. Knocked it out of bounds, and the Dogs will inbound it. Underneath their own basket, and they throw it, and it's going to be tipped. And not quite enough room there for Smith to pull down the ball. Didn't quite have enough room. So Pates will toss it in. We'll get it for Echol. Echol is fouled. He was hit there by Elwood's Delton Omer, who checked in just a little bit ago. And that is going to be his first foul of the ball game. Inbounded on the sideline. Pass back out here for Miller. Miller now gives right side for Axman. Axman's going to drive to the baseline. A little jump stop. And back the iron. Shot won't fall. But he was hit on the arm. And again, he drew that body contact. And I think they call that on 34, which should be Zach Hackbart. They haven't put it up there yet. In any event, two free throws for Axman. The first one's up and good. 13-7, 2:46 to go. Both free throws good. So now it's a five-point ball game. About midway through the first quarter, Werger works around the perimeter. He's got a man open in the corner. That's Omer, but they don't give it to him. Omer, they fake the pass, and Smith will drain the three top of the key. Billy Smith, with that little ball fake, got himself just a little bit more open, strokes in the three-pointer, and it's an eight-point Elwood lead. Pates kicks it off left side. Here's the three-pointer for Echol. Echol's shot won't fall, and we've got a hell ball on the rebound. Possession arrow pointing to the Bulldogs. So Pleasanton underneath their own basket will trigger in the inbounds with Caleb Echol. They line up on that baseline. They set a couple of cross screens, and now Eckhout has it in the lane, but he's going to kick it out to Axman. Axman setting up the half-court offense here. 2-3 zone for Elwood right now. The drive by Eckhout, no good. And rebounded by Elwood. Snagging the bound there was Hackberry. Pass on the left wing. Jumper up and good for Teedy. So Teedy hits the bucket. In transition, essentially, here for Elwood. Their lead is now 10. Little hook pass in for Pates. Pates, tough shot. Rebound in underneath. And that's another solid rebound by Hackbart. They get it up ahead. Long drive here by Werger. Werger's shot won't go. And the rebound is taken out by Pleasanton. Pates got the rebound. And the Dogs trying to make something happen here. Axman lobs it in. Ball knocked loose. And that's going to be a foul on Omer. That's going to be his second. Minute 22 to go, first quarter, 10-point lead for Elwood. And now Pleasanton will line up four guys at the free throw line as they inbound on the baseline. And a little backdoor cut, shot won't fall here for Ryan Bush. And the rebound's taken out by Werger. Werger on the drive and the bucket. And Skyler Werger getting some work done. He's got 8 of the 20 points here for Elwood. Pass into the corner. Driving here is going to be Cale Miller. Miller, a lot of traffic. That's a tough leaner, but it's in and good. Drew the body contact and was able to muscle that one over the top of the rim. Billy Smith gets it out to Werger. Werger, 15-foot jumper, no good. Offensive rebound won't fall in underneath. And then finally that loose ball is picked up by Pleasanton. And Ryan Bush will just kind of roll the ball out here for Axman. Axman, a little ball fake, kicks in the corner. There's Miller. Miller in the lane off the hands of Eckhout, and it rolls out of bounds, but it was last touched by the Pirates with 28 seconds to go. Sean Klaus checks in late in the first quarter. 20-10, Elwood with the lead. Pleasanton inbounding the basketball on the sideline. Echo gives it between the circles to Eckhout. He's got it top of the key if he wanted to shoot a three. He'll get it off your left side for Axman. He'll pull the trigger on the three. It is no good. And the rebound fought for and last touched by Pleasanton. Elwood tried to save it, but they said it was already out of bounds. So Skyler Werger kind of fortunate there as he was trying to save it. Didn't need to. It was already out of bounds off the other team. Werger will give it in the corner right side for Hackbart. Hackbart's pass on the inside, trying to get to Klaus, is going to be kicked by Brandon Axman with 6 seconds to go. So Elwood, not much time to make something happen here, leading by 10 in the final stages of quarter number one. Hackbart throws it top of the circle, giving it to Werger. Werger off of the screen, kicks right side, open three-pointer there for Smith. Shot no good. Klaus with the rebound, but can't get anything done with it at the end of the first quarter, but Klaus does pull down the rebound. So that'll do it for one quarter of play, 20-10, Elwood with the lead, and we'll be back in the second quarter right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For styles that are a cut above, come see us at Avante Hair and Tanning Salon in Elwood. We're the only stop you need for the entire family. Avante can cut and style hair for men, women, and kids. Perms, coloring, highlighting, Avante does it all. Not only can Avante help you look good, they can help you feel good with massage therapy. From a simple haircut to a spa experience, Avante is here for you. Avante Hair and Tanning Salon at 305 Calvert Avenue in Elwood.
And welcome back to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraskaland National Bank, member FDIC. 20-10 at the end of the first quarter here. Second quarter, Elwood, not only do they have a 10-point lead, but they'll also have the basketball. And for the Pirates, Werger, Teedy, Smith, Hackbart, and Klaus back out there. They've got their starting lineup. And I think Pleasanton does as well. I'll double-check here after Elwood inbounds the ball. They get it to Werger. Werger top of the circle for Smith. He'll kick it off here left side for Teedy. Back top of the circle for Smith. Smith off of a screen. Gives it right side for Hackmark. Bounce pass back out for Smith. Good pressure being put on there by Miller. Otherwise, that would have been an open look. They get it to Klaus at the free throw line. He'll dribble right side. Give it to Teedy. Teedy will fire a long two. It's no good. Rebound out and a three-pointer up and good for Billy Smith. So Billy Smith drains the three-pointer. And it's now 23-10, a 13-point lead here for Elwood. Entry pass, knock loose, but Pleasanton can't, they're able to track it down. And that loose ball picked up by Bush. He's able to kick it out for Axman, and Axman drains the three. And answering right back on the left side is going to be Hackbart. So he hits the three-pointer, and we're just a game of horse right now. 26-13, three-pointer in transition for Axman. That one will not fall, and the rebound by Klaus. And Klaus will let traffic clear. They kick it up ahead here for Smith. Smith on the bounce gives left side for Werger. Werger, he's going to fire a three. That's no good. Rebound in underneath for Eckhout. And Eckhout gives it to Axman. Axman gives it here left side for Echo. Lobs it on the baseline a little bit too high, and Pleasanton turns it over. I have it being 28-11. I think they may have given the bucket to the wrong side here. We'll double check that. A three-pointer top of the key for Smith. That one will not fall. And a rebound for Pleasanton. After snagging the bound, Axman slowly brings the offensive zone, dribbles to a double team, but he's okay with the basketball, kicks it out for Eckhout. They work it back around the perimeter. The pass by Bush is tipped, but into the hands of Echol, who will penetrate, get it on the low block to Eckhout, and Blake Eckhout, with some nice ball movement, is able to hit the shot. And my book is different than what is on the scoreboard. The scoreboard says 26-15, and I may have made a mistake here. We'll have to check and see exactly what we did. In any event, we got a reaching foul that's going to be called a moving screen, I guess, they're going to call on Elwood. Kind of using that forearm, I guess, is what the official was indicating. It'll be a little bit of a push here called on Sean Klaus. That'll be his first foul of the game. Axman in the offensive zone gives it between the circle here to Eckhout. Eckhout left side for Echol. Echol gives it up on the left side for Pates. Kicks into the corner. Miller will fire the three. It is no good. And rebound out of there by Werger. Werger kicks it ahead. Three-pointer for Hackbart in transition. And Hackbart drains the three. He's got 11 in the game. And a timeout for Pleasanton. 29-15. Elwood up ahead by 14 in this one, and a timeout taken by the Bulldogs. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. It is halftime in Lincoln, and the Lynx right now lead Kearney High 29-21. That game is on our sister station, ESPN 1460. 5:10 to go here. Pleasanton in the second quarter. A little worried. They've taken a couple of timeouts as they trail at 29-15, but they do have the basketball. Axman will bring it across the timeline. A little man-to-man pressure put on there by Billy Smith, but they'll kick it off your left side for Echo. Echo will fire a three. It is no good. And Elwood on the run after getting the rebound. They get it to Werger. Werger gives it on the right side for Smith. Smith facing a little 2-1-2 zone here. We'll kick it off on the right side, cycling through. They try to get it to Werger. Werger does get it. He'll drive in strong and will score. One guy cycled through, kind of cleaned things up, and Werger came right behind him and was able to get a nice little pass. Echo kicks into the corner here. Miller, he's going to hit a three. Cale Miller with the three-pointer, the answer here for Pleasanton. 4:20 to go. Quarter number two, 31-18. 13-point lead for Elwood. Klaus on that left side on the three-point arc. He'll kick the ball to the inside. Now he'll fire a long two. It is no good. And the rebound to Pleasanton. Snagging the bound there is Echol, who gives it up ahead here for Axman. Axman drives. Axman with a little runner. No good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. And it's going to be called on Pleasanton. And that'll be on Cale Miller. And for Miller, that'll be his first. Midway through the second quarter, 31-18. And a little bit of token pressure being put on. They're just basically keeping somebody on Werger all the time as Axman has the job of trying to slow down Werger. He's got 11 points in the game already. Kick on the right wing here, Billy Smith. Smith works around here for Hackbart. Hackbart gives it off on the left side for Kalen Beam, who checked in during that stoppage. They give it to Keith Murphy, also came in. Murphy's going to cycle through after making the pass out, giving it to Smith. Smith gives it to Werger off of the screen. Werger drives. Werger's shot is no good, and the rebound taken out by Pleasanton. On the run here after the bound is Axman. He's going to kick it left side. Miller steps through. Miller took an extra step. Yeah, he tried to step around a couple of defenders there and wasn't able to quite tiptoe through the tulips quite effectively enough. And that's one of those turnovers forced by pretty good Elwood defense. Smith in the offensive zone. Smith will give it off here left side for Werger. Werger's going to drive as they over-pursue. A little runner for Werger is short, and another rebound taken out of there by Axman. Axman kicks it up ahead here on the baseline. Eckhout. Eckhout's jumper won't fall. And now they'll tip it back out. And a jumper good from three-point land for Axman. So Axman is able to stroke in a three, and it's a 10-point ball game, 31-21. On the bounce on that left side is Billy Smith. Smith gives it to Werger. Werger entry pass on the inside, and we've got a turnover on Elwood. Too much time in the lane. 3-second call against the Pirates. And so Axman will try to make something happen here. He'll throw it between the circles here for Echol. Echol back to Axman. Axman, well behind the three-point arc, is going to fire the three. It is no good, and the long rebound goes out of bounds. So Pleasanton just kind of doing what Pleasanton does. They've always loved that three-point shot. They're a little cold from that range right now, as currently I have them being 4 of 13 from behind the arc. Elwood unofficially 5 of 10. They'll make that 5 of 12. They'll pass it on that left side. Three-pointer over there, no good. And the rebound coming out to Hunter Pates. So Pates will pull down the rebound after that missed three-pointer. In the lane, a little penetration here by Echol. Echol floater and is able to lean it in. Wow, what a tough shot there for Caleb Echol. And Echol will make this an 8-point ball game. In transition, a three for Werger. Shot does not fall, but the rebound is tipped out and the possession maintained here by the Pirates. As Billy Smith pulls down the rebound and a timeout taken by Kurt Monzoff. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's 31-23 with a minute 32 to go. 8-point lead for Elwood. They've got the ball, and we come back after this.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 92 seconds to go here before halftime. It is 31-23. Elwood has the lead and the basketball. They get it to Werger. Werger will throw it off right side after the timeout to Keith Murphy. Murphy gives it to Klaus. Klaus is going to throw it away. Skyler Werger made the cut just as Klaus was making the pass. And so a little miscommunication is going to turn into a turnover for Elwood. So the Dogs have it and will slowly work in the offensive zone. Brandon Axman is going to be picked up by Billy Smith. They kick it in the corner. Here's Hunter Pates, who will rattle in a three. Hunter Pates strokes in the three, and he used the whole rim to make that happen. It is 31-26, minute five to go. In the lane is Werger. Werger loses the ball. It's going to be a hell ball. Possession arrow is pointing to the Bulldogs. So that will be an Elwood turnover. Unofficially, four turnovers for Pleasanton, three here against Elwood. On the bounce is Axman. Axman will drive. Little ball fake. He's going to kick it out here for Cale Miller. And Miller, just as he's beginning his drive, was held. And so that'll be a one and one. Werger called for the foul. That's just his first personal foul. And to the line for the front end of a one and one is going to be Cale Miller. So Cale Miller at the line for the one and one. Bends the knees, and the free throw hits nothing but the bottom of the well. Four-point ball game with 49 to go here in the second quarter. 31-27. And the second free throw, back the iron, and no good, but an offensive rebound laid by up by Eckhout. Eckhout missed the putback, and then we've got a foul as he was fighting for the ball again. Pulling down that rebound was Caleb Eckel, and Eckel going up strong was hit on the arm here by Hackbart. And so a couple of free throws coming up here for the Dogs, and the first one is up and good. So Caleb Eckel cuts into the lead a little bit more. It's a three-point ball game with 44 seconds to go before halftime. 31-28, and the second free throw is banked in. I didn't hear him call glass, but it's also not a game of horse. So 31-29. Hackbart in the offensive end. They'll give it off on the right side here for Keith Murphy. Murphy held it for a while, kicks it out for Werger. Backdoor cut. They get it inside here for Murphy. Murphy shots up and good. That was pretty basketball in that backdoor cut there for Keith Murphy. And Murphy, the 6-foot-tall sophomore, used his body very well, protected the ball by leaning into the guy and is able to bank it in. Eckel gives it between the circles here for Pates. 7 seconds left. They get it off for Axman. Axman loses the ball, trying to track it down. 2 seconds left. Has to put up a desperation three. Not a bad look, but it is off the mark, and that'll do it for the first half. Very entertaining first half. Now we head to the locker room with Elwood leading Pleasanton by a score of 33-29. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this timeout.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Nebraska, the good life. With rich, abundant farmland to work on and lakefront property to play on. To buy or sell that land in Gosper or Dawson counties, there's only one name you need to know. Brell Realty and Auction of Elwood. Brell Realty and Auction offers a full range of services if you're buying or selling, looking for ag, residential, commercial, or lake property. Brell Realty also has complete auction services with expertise in farm sales. For more information and complete listings, log on to BrellRealty.com. Brell Realty and Auction Service of Elwood.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton. We are at halftime. Pretty good basketball game where Elwood leads the Bulldogs 33-29 here at intermission. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Again, at intermission, 33-29, a four-point lead here for the Elwood Pirates, and still putting together some numbers here, but the field goal shooting I can give you right now Elwood is 13 of 30 from the field. Pleasanton is only 8 of 30, but three-point shooting, 5 of 15 is Pleasanton, 5 of 13 unofficially is Elwood, and both teams shooting the ball pretty well from the free throw line. Elwood is 4 for 4, Pleasanton is 6 out of 8, and we don't have all the numbers in just yet for rebounding, so we'll leave that one on the table. But both teams, really, for the pressure that both teams have put on the ball, have taken pretty good care of the ball. Unofficially at Pleasanton with 4 turnovers, 3 for Elwood here in the first half. So a lot of positive things for these two teams in terms of they're going to face pressure. Both of them like to play the same style of ball, pressure the ball, shoot the three, get a nice look, a good shot up, before they really can get in that half-court defensive set, as both teams really kind of want to play kind of very, very quickly in terms of getting up those quick looks. And so, again, a great start to the game here for both of these two teams. Elwood did have a fairly comfortable lead. They led at one point by 13, but then a nice run for Pleasanton. Pleasanton was down at one point 26-13, but now we've got a four-point ball game here at halftime. It is 33-29. As I mentioned, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take another break, and we'll take a look at the individual numbers. We come back right after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
If you love good home cooking but hate the dishes, come down to C&D Restaurant in Elwood. C&D fills the plate with great food 7 days a week. There's noon specials Sunday through Friday, a full dinner menu from 5 to 7 Monday through Saturday, and bring the whole family there for Sunday lunch served 10:30 to 1:30. Comfort food at a comfortable price. C&D Restaurant on Highway 23, just a block west of 283 in Elwood. Good home cooking without the dishes. C&D Restaurant in Elwood.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton. We are at halftime and a pretty good game brewing here between the Pirates and the Pleasanton Bulldogs. At intermission, it's Pleasanton trailing Elwood by a score of 33-29. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin first of all for Pleasanton. Leading the way for them in terms of scoring is Brandon Axman. Axman with 11 points here at intermission. 7 points for Caleb Echo, 6 for Cale Miller, 2 for Blake Eckout, and 3 for Hunter Pates. All the points for Pleasanton coming from their starters here in the ball game. For Elwood, leading the way for them is Zach Hackbart. He's got 11 points at intermission. Skyler Werger has 8. Billy Smith with 8. Blake Teedy with 2. And the only points off the bench coming from Keith Murphy, he has 2 points. And Delton Omer with 2 points as well. Once again, our halftime score, 33-29. Elwood with a 4-point lead over Pleasanton. And we'll take a look at some more numbers as we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Water is Nebraska's most precious natural resource, and for over 40 years, Elko Incorporated has kept the water flowing. It all starts with Elko pumps and power units. Reliable, powerful, affordable equipment that brings water to a parched land. Elko also has irrigation pipe and pipe trailers to get the water exactly where you need it most. Gravity irrigation is still the most down-to-earth solution to your water needs, and Elko is your one-stop shop. Elko Incorporated of Elwood. Call us at 785-2930 or online at elkoinc.com.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here as Elwood and Pleasanton hooked up in a pretty good basketball game, 33-29. And again, both these two teams really going after each other. A 13-point lead at one point for Elwood, but Pleasanton has been able to battle their way back into this one. And we anticipate a great second half. We're going to take one last break of 30 seconds. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work. So trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And welcome back. Second half underway here. As basketball now in the hands of the home team here as we start the second half, 33-29. In the offensive zone, a nice little trap there, but they were able to get it out for Pates. And Hunter Pates is going to skip the ball back out here for Teedy. And it's going to be a hell ball there as Skyler Werger is able to tie things up. So possession arrow, though, is pointing to Pleasanton here, so the Dogs are going to inbound it. And to toss in the ball here is going to be Echo. Eckel works it around the perimeter. It'll cut through the lane. It was tipped, but picking up a loose ball is Eckel. And Eckel somehow makes the catch and is able to lay it up and in to cut it down to a two-point ball game. Wow, what a great play there for Eckel, who now has four in the game. And that'll give him a chance to get the three-point play after the foul is called here against Hackbart. Can't quite get it to go, and the rebound is taken out of there after the miss by TD. So TD ends the possession, brings in the offensive zone. A 33-29 game. Klaus helps work it around the perimeter. Pass on the inside. Quick little jumper for Elwood. Off the mark. Snagging the rebound is going to be Cale Miller. Miller with the bucket here. And they'll get it off on the left side. Little jump out here for Hunter Pates. Pates works around. Lob pass inside. And that is going to be off the mark. And coming up with the basketball is going to be Werger off of that miss there for Pleasanton. Eckout. Putting a little pressure on as Smith will help work it around the perimeter. A little ball fake there by Teedy. They're going to let Teedy think about a three from way out to, out there as he's used it up. And Zach Hackbart's going to drive and lay it up and in. So Zach Hackbart, nice little drive. He now has 13 in the game. So Eckel helps work around the perimeter. There's Axman. He'll give it out here for Miller. And Miller will try the long jumper. It's no good. And rebound taken out of there by Billy Smith. So Smith ends the possession. And we've got a drive and a bucket. What a defensive play there as Werger drives in, but they're going to call him for a player control foul. Nice play there defensively by Cale Miller to collect the charge. So Werger is called for the foul. So that's pretty good defense to essentially take a bucket off the board. Driving here is going to be Axman. Axman in the corner. Now we'll kick it back out for Miller. Miller's pass is deflected, but off of Elwood and eventually goes out of bounds. Last touch by Elwood. So the Dogs to inbound here. They trail at 35-31, and they're going to lob it top of the key. Great catch there by Axman. Axman will fire the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound. Buckets up and good. Nice job there with Blake Eckout making the putback. So he hits the bucket. It's a two-point ball game. Smith on the dribble here. Again, Pleasanton trailed by 13 in the first half. Klaus has it on the right side for Elwood. He gets it inside for Werger. Werger in and out. No good. And a foul on the rebound. It's pulled out of there by the Dogs, and that foul will be on Elwood. And that'll be on Klaus. And for Klaus, that will be his second foul. Fourth foul of the second half here against Elwood. So on the bounce is going to be Axman. Axman looking to get Pleasanton ahead for the first time since the early stages of the game. Dribble on that right side is Eckel. Gets it in the lane. Cale Miller's going to drive. His two is no good. And coming up the rebound is Elwood. And we're going to have a little block whistled here on the Dogs. Blake Eckout going to be called for his second foul of the game. And it'll be the first one of the second half against Pleasanton. 35-33, 4:52 to go. Quarter number two. Elwood has the lead and the basketball. Eckout directing traffic, gives right wing. Not much movement going on over there for Hackbart, so they'll swing it around the perimeter, giving it to Smith. And we've got a moving screen called against Werger, or a push. It was an emphatic call by the official. And so Werger called for his second offensive foul here in the second half. That's now five team fouls called against Elwood since the third quarter began. Axman facing a little pressure, gives it off on that left side. Miller's going to drive. Miller floater, no good. Miller trying to come up with a rebound, can't. It's picked up, and then a reaching foul on Pleasanton. The rebound by Elwood. Well, that was Keith Murphy after Pleasanton missed the shot there. And then a little reaching foul, which will be the third foul of the game here against Blake Eckow. The second team foul of the second half against the Dogs. Left wing with it is Teedy. Teedy, they're kind of double dog daring him to shoot from out there. He'll lob it inside for Hackbart. Hackbart, strong move, and he'll head to the line as he was fouled. And the foul is going to be on Ryan Bush. That'll be just his first. But it will send Zach Hackbart to the line to shoot a couple. And the first one is no good. And so Elwood trying to make something happen here. They have not gotten the offense going at all. And the second free throw is up and good. So he makes one of them, and it's 36-33. Axman in the offensive end gets it off left side for Miller. Back to Axman in the corner. Axman has picked up there defensively nicely by Dalton Ulmer, so they'll spin it back around. Now another long pass out for Axman, who will fire the three. It is no good, and the rebound for the Pirates and a foul on the Dogs. Hackbart pulled down the rebound. And a foul is going to be on Ryan Bush. So Bush called for a second foul of the quarter. Also second foul of the game. 36-33, 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. With it is Teedy on that left side. Teedy just inside the three-point arc, gives it over for Hackbart on the baseline. Bounce pass and body contact as Murphy put up a shot. Murphy had no hopes of making that shot. He just wanted to get himself to the free throw line because he saw that the defense was basically going to cut him under, and that's exactly what happened as Eckel is called for the foul. That's a pretty good read there as Eckel was kind of in no man's land, and that's going to be his second foul. Rattling in the free throw here is Murphy. And so Murphy will have one more free throw coming up here after the make. And it's a four-point Elwood lead, 37-33. Second free throw, back of the iron, and no good. And Pleasanton pulls down the rebound. That was Ryan Bush, who snags the bound, and he'll give it off for Axman. He's across the timeline, left wing for Miller. Skips it out for Pates, top of the circle. Back left side for Miller. He wanted to fire the three and does. Offensive rebound by Eckel. Eckel lost the ball but has a cutter. And a loose ball picked up again on the inside for Eckel. And Eckel will lay that one up and in. He missed the putback but makes one as well after the missed three-pointer. And then a loose ball on the far side is knocked into the backcourt. It was last touched by Pleasanton. No, they're going to say last touched by Elwood. And so that will be an Elwood turnover. So to trigger in the inbounds play will be the Dogs. Pretty good hustle there as Eckel inbounds it. Now Eckel gets it back, kicks left side for Miller. Miller at the elbow. Nice catch there by Axman. He'll put up a little runner. It is no good. Offensive rebound, and it is blocked. And then the long pass stolen out by Axman. Axman makes the steal, and then there's going to be a push that is called here against Billy Smith. And you can kind of hear the Pleasanton fans hooting and hollering. And the foul is going to be called on Smith. And then he complains about it, and Smith is going to be issued a technical as well. So Smith with the foul, and then he ends up getting the technical foul. And so at the free throw line is going to be Axman. And they're going to discuss exactly what the scenario is here. Axman will get two free throws because of the technical foul. And the free throw is up and good. Now, Smith was frustrated, obviously, but I don't know if he was frustrated just by the call itself, because to me that was a fairly obvious foul call. There had to be something in there that precipitated that. And we've got a timeout here for Elwood. Elwood calls timeout. They still lead at 37-36 with 2:56 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Less than 3 minutes to go in the third, a one-point ball game. We come back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For styles that are a cut above, come see us at Avante Hair and Tanning Salon in Elwood. We're the only stop you need for the entire family. Avante can cut and style hair for men, women, and kids. Perms, coloring, highlighting, Avante does it all. Not only can Avante help you look good, they can help you feel good with massage therapy. From a simple haircut to a spa experience, Avante is here for you. Avante Hair and Tanning Salon at 305 Calvert Avenue in Elwood.
Well, it has gotten interesting here. Elwood led by as many as 13 in the first half, but now their lead is down to one, and Pleasant can take the lead for the first time in a long time with a drive here by Axman. Shot is no good, though, and it's rebounded by Elwood. So snagging another bound is Zach Hackbart. Hackbart brings in the offensive zone. He's going to drive. He's going to lay it up and in. They are trying to set him up for a charge there, but he was able to dribble around a couple of defenders as he saw that one coming. Hunter Pates will kick the ball back out here for Axman. Lead back out to three. Dribbling is Axman. Axman's going to fire a long two. It's no good. And the rebound off of Elwood. And so the Dogs will inbound it. 2:20 to go here, third quarter. And slapping the ball, getting everybody moving is Echol. Echol will give it off left side for Pates. Pace will fire a three. It's no good. And loses his own rebound. He had the rebound. But unfortunately for him, he also turned the ball over. Elwood in the offensive zone. They give it off here left side for Hackbart. Hackbart's going to work it around to Teedy. Backdoor cut. That's Hackbart. Hackbart, little runner from the baseline, rolls around, no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Pates. So Pates pulls down the bound, and they'll bring in the offensive end. Here's Axman. Man-to-man right now is Elwood. They give it off here right side for Miller. In the lane, bad pass, but Pates is able to finally grab it, and Pates will turn around and stay tall with the ball and bank it in. One-point ball game, 1:37 to go. We're in the third quarter. Pleasanton led early on, 3-2, but haven't led since then. And they nearly make the steal on the far side. Running out of room is going to be Hackbart. Hackbart just kind of ran out of real estate there. So they'll inbound the ball here for Teedy. Teedy kicks it up ahead here for Hackbart. Out there is Gittison. Gittison will set a little screen as Teedy passes around. Now Gittison gets the ball on that left side, and he'll pass it off to Hackbart, and Hackbart drains the three. Nice ball movement there as Hackbart makes the three, and that lead back out to four. Minute five to go. Trying to answer the three with a three is Pates. It is off the mark and no good, and the rebound taken out by Pleasanton. Offensive rebound there for Echol. Echol now in the lane, little runner, up and good. So Echol, nice job there, driving. As he got that rebound about 15 feet away, a little ball fake out and was able to drive and hit the bucket. A little runner in the lane here for Sean Klaus, and Klaus will make it. He's at kind of the high post area, and he caught the ball facing the basket and was able to just rattle that one home. So Axman in the offensive end, four-point ball game, 26 seconds to go. Left side, three-pointer for Pleasanton. No good. It goes out of bounds. That three by Ryan Bush is off the mark. And it was last touch by Pleasanton. Excuse me, by Elwood. So it will be Pleasanton ball. So Echol, with plenty of time, will inbound it on the baseline. There's 20.9 to go here in the third quarter. They get it for Pates. Pates will work around the perimeter, giving it to Axman. Axman off of a screen, takes it left side, kicks it back out to the screener, Echol. Echol working against a little pressure here by Gittison. Kicks it off here left side for Pates. Pates with a long two. It's no good. Rebounded by Klaus. 3 seconds left. Pass up ahead. Left-handed layup up and good for Murphy. And Elwood ends the third quarter on a little mini run here as they lay that one up and in for a six-point lead heading to the fourth quarter. It's Elwood, 46, and Pleasanton, 40. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Nebraska, the good life. With rich, abundant farmland to work on and lakefront property to play on. To buy or sell that land in Gosper or Dawson counties, there's only one name you need to know. Brell Realty and Auction of Elwood. Brell Realty and Auction offers a full range of services if you're buying or selling, looking for ag, residential, commercial, or lake property. Brell Realty also has complete auction services with expertise in farm sales. For more information and complete listings, log on to BrellRealty.com. Brell Realty and Auction Service of Elwood.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 46-40. Elwood with a six-point lead and the basketball as we start the fourth quarter here. And a turnover. Jake Gittison overextended as he was trying to make the pass. Had the ball left his hand, it would have been a steal. Instead, it's going to be a travel. That's nice defense for Pleasanton. And that's how they're going to come back into this game. They're going to have to put some pressure on. That'll be their seed to success. Brought to you by your Pioneer Seed Representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about seeds. With top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans, get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed Dealer, science with service, delivering success. Top of the circle with the basketball is Pates. Pates will give it off on the right wing here for Eckhout. Man-to-man is Elwood right now. Driving is going to be Eckhout off of a screen. He'll stop at the elbow, kick back out for Echo. Echo will give it back out for Axman. Axman off of a screen, drives right side. He'll shoot over the top of Werger and hit the shot. That is a tough little leaner there for Axman. So Axman with a nice little shot to get the fourth quarter started in style here for Pleasanton. They cut the lead down to four. On the right side, that's going to be Billy Smith. Smith gives the top of the circle here for Teedy. Klaus has it at the free throw line. His 15-foot jumper is no good. And the rebound is going to go out to Werger. Werger will then fire the three. It is no good. And Axman is able to pull down the rebound. So Axman in the offensive end gives it here on the right side for Pates. Pates looking to the inside is able to give it to Echo. Echo throws it to Axman. Axman has it on that left side. He'll get a screen and he'll fire top of the key, back of the iron, and no good. And a rebound for Elwood, snagging the bound there, is going to be Hackbart. He'll give it off for Smith. Over to Klaus on that right side. Klaus, at back of his heels on the three-point arc, will give it to Hackbart. Hackbart's going to drive and score! He muscled that one up and in, and he's going to head to the line for a chance for a three-point play. So that'll make for a six-point ball game right now as the foul is called on Echol. That is going to be his third foul. So Hackbart with the free throw. It's back of the iron and no good as he missed it. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Echol. Axman uses a screen, takes it on that right side. They're really trying to shut him off. They kick it out for Echol. Back to Axman. And Axman is really being followed there by Billy Smith. In fact, they're kind of double-teaming Axman whenever they get the chance. Bad pass, but Hunter Pate's quick enough to track it down, get it back out to Echol. Echol's going to lob it on that left side. And a long pass tip, but back into the hands of Eckhout. Eckhout in traffic, puts up the shot, and he was fouled. I think Klaus is going to be called for it. Couple of errant passes, but the Bulldogs able to track it down, and that is going to be on Klaus. That'll be his third foul. And to the line to shoot a couple is going to be Blake Eckhout. Eckhout's going to be shooting two here. Nope, it's just a one-on-one, but it doesn't matter. He makes the front end of it. I thought he was putting up the shot. They're going to say that as the ball was coming in, that's when the foul was occurred, and both teams now are in the bonus. The free throw is a little bit short and rebounded by Elwood. That's TD. He pulls down the rebound, and now Belly Smith is going to slow things down with 5.5 minutes to go. He gives it off for TD on that right side. TD trying to enter it inside for Werger. Kind of a dangerous pass, but we're going to have a reach that's called on Pleasanton. And that will go against Axman. So Axman has now picked up his third foul. And to the free throw line is going to be Werger for the front end of a 1-1. Back in the ball game is going to be Keith Murphy. Sean Klaus will check out. So Murphy back in. He had a big jumper at the end of the third quarter to give Elwood not only a little bit bigger lead, but some momentum. The front end of the 1-1 is up and good for Werger. So that'll earn him the bonus. Right now, Elwood is 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Pleasanton not too shabby, 8 of 13. Second free throw also good. And unofficially, field goal shooting. Elwood 18 of 41. Pleasanton is 15 of 55. They've had some offensive rebounds, some extra opportunities. Pass up ahead here for Axman. Axman throws it in the corner. Dangerous pass, and it's going to be a turnover. Elwood on the run. With it is Smith, and Smith in traffic is fouled, going hard to the basket after that Pleasanton turnover. Smith going in with that offhand, but still attacking the basket, and Cale Miller is going to be called for the foul. And so two free throws coming up here for Smith, and the first one is on the way and good. Billy Smith has one more coming up here after the make. It's now 51-43, that lead back out to 8 now with 5:19 to go. Second free throw, also good. So it's a 9-point lead and a timeout, Pleasanton. 52-43, 5:19 to go in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back right after this timeout.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. Still a couple of timeouts left here for Pleasanton, and Elwood has 3 timeouts, according to my records here. Axman will bring in the offensive zone, down 52-43. He'll kick left side for Miller. They're trying to trap as Elwood right now playing that zone. They'll kick out here for Axman. Axman's 3, no good, and they're trying to tie up the rebound, and it's going to be a foul on Pleasanton. Snagging the bound for Elwood was Hackbart, as Hackbart pulls down the rebound after that missed 3, and now he'll be going to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. After Hunter Pates is called for his first foul of the game. So Hackbart, front end of the 1-1 coming up here. Bends the knees, fires it up, and it is no good. And so Pleasanton, the strategy works here. As that foul made for a very short possession for Elwood. Pass out here for Axman. Axman kicks into the corner for Pates. Pates, that three-pointer was 3/4 of the way down and then rattled out. And it is saved. Great hustle there for Echol to pull down the offensive rebound. Now a little runner in traffic, and the shot won't fall for Miller, but Miller will get himself to the line. Caught it on that left wing after the ball was saved, and then he's fouled by Teedy, and that's going to be his second. Both teams from here on out will be shooting 2 free throws on all infractions, except, of course, offensive fouls. This one was a 2-shot foul anyway, and Cale Miller rattles that one in. That'll make it now 52-44. Second free throw for Miller on the way, and it's off the back of the iron and no good. Elwood comes out with the rebound. Werger will outlet it, And he'll help to bring the ball up court. As Smith has it, he'll give it off on that right side. They want to get it to Werger, but Werger, he does get the ball. Will drive in. Right-handed layup, good. They screened off for him just enough to get that ball. They screened it off on the high post, came through with a little bit of motion, and that was a set play to set up Werger, and he makes it a 10-point ball game again. Bad pass, going to be stolen away with the steal. Here is Hackbart. Hackbart passes it up ahead. Bucket good for Billy Smith. So Smith with the bucket after Hackbart is able to make the steal. Miller going to kick it here left side. Echol fires a three, and he hits the three. Caleb Echol with the answer here for Pleasanton, and it's a 9-point ball game. Inside of 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, 56-47. Elwood with the lead and the basketball. Again, that little weave play to get it to Werger, a little floater. That one is no good. And the rebound into the hands of Pates, and he'll hand the ball off. Axman, 15-foot jumper, off the mark, no good. Rebound by Hackbart, and Hackbart will give it up to a slow-walking Billy Smith, who's trying to take a little time off here. 9-point Elwood lead. They get off on the right side. Werger, a little runner. That one was no good. Axman's able to pull down the rebound. He'll kick it out for Pates. Pates kicks here left side for Echol. Echol now going to drive. 17-foot jumper, top of the key. No good. And rebounded out of there by Teedy, but he's going to turn it over. And a kicker back out. Three-pointer good for Cale Miller. Nice ball movement there as Miller is able to stroke it in from three. And again, a 6-point ball game. Loose ball finds its way to Miller. And now Werger with a 15-foot jumper. That's no good. And the ball's on the ground rolling around. It goes out of bounds. It was last touch by Elwood. Elwood wanted to get a timeout there, but they didn't have control of the ball. Couple of different Pirates, when the ball was on the ground, wanted to call a timeout, but they didn't have control after the miss. Axman's going to drive, kick out, give it off to Echol. Now driving is Miller, and Miller on the way. The basket is going to be a hand check. That'll be a foul here on Keith Murphy. So Murphy with the little hand check foul, going to set up Miller for two free throws. Both teams are going to be shooting two free throws from here on out. 2:21 to go, fourth quarter, 56-50. And the free throw for the Dogs off the mark as it is missed here by Cale Miller. And again, Elwood now kind of being patient and really only looking to get points from Skylar Werger. And the second free throw is also no good and rebounded by Werger. So Werger pulls down the rebound. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. Hackbart with 21. And he hasn't touched the ball in a while. Werger will give it off for Hackbart. Hackbart throws it between the circles here for Werger. Werger off of a little high screen. They fight through the screen, so he'll get it off for Hackbart. Hackbart standing near midcourt, and we're going to get a timeout here for Elwood. Minute 57 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Timeout Pirates. They lead it 56-50. With a minute 57 to go, we're back after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Both teams in the double bonus. It is 56-50. Elwood with a 6-point lead and the basketball. They still have a couple of timeouts left. Pleasanton also with two timeouts left. And inbounding is going to be Zach Hackbart, who's got 21 points in the ball game. He'll get the ball to Werger. Back out here for Smith. Smith's going to kick it out on the left wing here for Murphy, and they'll hand the ball back out here for Zach Hackbart, who gives it between the circles for Billy Smith. They are really kind of spreading things out, forcing Pleasanton to come out of that zone. They're playing man-to-man, and Hackbart's going to drive, trying to dish, and before he can make that nice pass into Werger on a set play, he was fouled, and for Pleasanton, That's not bad. It stops the clock, and it prevented what would have been an easy layup. That was a nice look there for Elwood, as Hackbart now is going to go to the free throw line after Eckhout has called for his fourth foul. Again, you don't really want to be in that situation. That's probably better than the layup they got. Hackbart is going to shoot two free throws. The first one's up and good. Makes it 57-50. And again, Elwood is really going to try to spread the floor. They're still looking to score. They worked a little bit of clock and got a great look out of it. Nice drive there as they were trying to pass it in, but the foul will send Hackbart to the line, and Hackbart makes both free throws. 58-50, minute 39 to go. On the run here is Axman. He'll kick it in the corner for Pates. Off of a screen, they get it top of the circle here for Echol. Echol back out for Miller. Miller's going to drive, runs into the defender, but he is fouled on the way to the basket. I really thought that Hackbart was there to collect the charge, but they're going to call a reaching foul before he got there. The foul will be on Teedy. If it wasn't for the foul on Teedy, they might have got the charge. But Miller's going to shoot two free throws, and the first one's up and good. 58-51, minute 30 to go. Down by 7, Pleasanton can't afford to give up any points here. They got to make another free throw, and they do. Nice bit of work there by Cale Miller, who now has a dozen points. Pass up ahead. There's nobody up there with Skylar Werger, a 2-on-1. Werger's going to pass it inside for Hackbart, and he's fouled. Hackbart was as concerned about collecting the foul as he was in collecting the pass. And I misspoke. That was Teedy. I saw the 4. And I thought it was 34 instead of 14. So Blake Teedy is the one that's going to go to the free throw line after the fourth foul of the game against Caleb Echol. And the free throw is up and no good. Back the iron and missed here for Blake Teedy. So Teedy misses the first of two. He's got 2 points in the ball game. Bends the knees, and he banks that one in. 59-52, minute 22 to go. Dogs need a bucket. Axman works it around the perimeter. There's Pates. Pates will drive. Pates will float, and no good. Rebound taken out by Hackbart. So Hackbart pulls down the rebound. And they're going to play a little keep away here as they spread things out on the dribble. Billy Smith. Smith to Hackbart. They'll hand it off here for Werger near midcourt. Werger with the dribble. They're just going to play keep away. Final minute of the game. 7-point lead for Elwood. And it'll hand off here for Werger. And then they finally get the foul. That went very well for Elwood. They ran off about 17 seconds after they got possession of the ball. And they're going to send Skylar Werger to the free throw line for two free throws. Axman called for the foul. That is going to be his fourth foul of the game. And the free throw is up and good for Werger. So Werger makes the first. And it's now 60-52 with 52 seconds to go in the game. Bending the knees is Werger. And that one is a little bit short. And rebounded by Echol. So here come the Dogs on the run. Axman kicks it top of the circle. They're going to have to get a shot off here. Miller. Miller a little spin off glass. No good, but he's fouled. I think they're going to be giving that to Murphy on the body. Yep, that'll be on Keith Murphy. And while Miller's at the free throw line, shooting the first of two free throws, an impromptu powwow with Mitch Armour, the head coach here for Pleasanton, as Miller will go line and shoot the first of two. And the first one is up and good. So now they'll go in there before they hand him the ball. If you're going to go in there, you got to hustle here, guys. They're not going to have a rebounder. I'm kind of surprised on the offensive zone. They're not going to have any rebounders down there. Makes the first free throw. The second free throw is made, so that's very much a moot point. 6-point ball game, 40 seconds to go. Pass up ahead to Teedy. Teedy is able to get it back out to Hackbart. Hackbart has to call timeout. 10-second count was going on. That was pretty good pressure put on by the Bulldogs there. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Timeout for Elwood. They still have one timeout left, and they lead it 60-54 with 32 seconds to go. We're back after this.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth in Pleasanton, where the Bulldogs have some work to do and not much time to get it done. They trail 60-54 with 32.5 seconds to go. And again, Elwood, down the stretch, has really played some pretty smart basketball in terms of getting good looks, working the offense, and not making any mistakes. Inbound the ball here is going to be Hackbart. He'll get it to Werger in the backcourt. Werger quickly in the offensive zone. Then he gets it back out to Hackbart. They're just playing keep away. They give it to Billy Smith, and Smith is going to be fouled as Smith will go to the line and will be shooting the two free throws. That's the third foul of the game here on Cale Miller. Again, both teams in the double bonus. So Smith will be shooting two free throws. The first one's up and good. 61-54, 24.2 to go. Both teams looking for their first win. But trust me, Elwood and Pleasanton are going to get their fair share. Second free throw is no good. After one make, there is the miss. And Axman is going to fire a quick three. It is no good. Rebound by Smith. Smith pulls down the rebound. They pass it out. 10 seconds left. And just holding on to the ball, because after he got it, he really had nowhere to go with it because they collapsed on him, was Keith Murphy. And Murphy, good, not panicking there and trying to pass the ball back out. That'll get him to the free throw line to shoot a couple of shots. The foul was on Ryan Bush. And that'll be his third. And Murphy's free throw, bit of a line drive, but in and good. 62-54, 10 seconds to go, so it appears that Elwood will be picking up their first win of the year. In what really was a well-played basketball game. Second free throw, no good, and Pleasanton's going to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 8.7 to go, 62-54. Dogs call the timeout. We'll take it with them with 9 seconds to go, down by 8. We're back after this.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Welcome back. Caleb Eckel going to inbound it. You might wonder, why, if you're down by 8, do you call timeout with 8 seconds left? Well, it's about the whole season here. This might be an important play later in the year. Brandon Axman gets the inbounds, kicks right side for Miller. Miller got a good look at the three. Offensive rebound, shot by Eckel, no good. Another rebound in underneath. That's good for Blake Eckout, and that will do it. Your final, 62-56, as Elwood picks up their first win of the season. A nice little 6-point win on the road here against Pleasanton. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo-heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales, and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Final, Elwood 62, Pleasanton 56 here in boys basketball. The previous game won by Pleasanton 57-21 in girls play. So an Elwood-Pleasanton split here between these two D2 schools. As Elwood, first win of the year in boys in basketball. Pleasanton still looking for their first win. They'll get another shot against South Loop tomorrow night right here at Pleasanton High School. Elwood, now 1-2 on the season, will travel to Cambridge to take on the Trojans on Tuesday. Let's take a look at some of the numbers, and again, the team numbers that we'll throw your way. Pleasanton got 66 shots up as they pulled down 36 rebounds. Many of those were offensive rebounds, so they unofficially got 66 shots up, but they were 18 of 66. They were 7 of 29 from behind the three-point line, and Elwood was 6 of 17 from behind the arc. Overall field goal shooting for them, they were 20 of 48 in the game. 36 to 33 rebounding edge for Pleasanton. Again, fair number of those were offensive rebounds. Last bucket, a great indicator of that, as they actually had three offensive rebounds in underneath before they got the bucket to fall there. And also turnovers, both teams fairly good in terms of the amount of pressure that they faced. Pleasanton turned the ball over. I had them with 12 turnovers in the game compared to 10 for Elwood here in the game. And Elwood, some of those steals that they were able to make turned into pretty good looks on the inside, and Elwood able to hold on in this one, a final of 62-56. Real quickly, taking a look at the numbers for Elwood. Leading the way for them was Zach Hackbard. I had him with 23 points. 13 points for Skyler Werger. 13 points for Billy Smith. Keith Murphy with 6 points in the game. Blake Teedy with 3. Delton Omer with 2, Sean Klaus with a couple of points in the game as well. Leading rebounder was Hackbart. Not only did Hackbart unofficially have 23 points, I had him with 9 rebounds in the game as well. So a nice win here tonight for the Pirates. A final of 56-62. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Kurt Bonzoff, the head boys basketball coach for Elwood. That Hackbart kid's pretty good.
He's definitely a competitor. When there's times that we need a lift out of our team, and you know, his leadership, you know, he's really positive. He's someone. Oh, since he was a younger, you know, even a sophomore, junior, those were times where he's really encouraging to the team. But there are times, whatever sport he's in, whenever they need something good to happen, he's you know, he seems to be there.
You know, a lot of times you get a kid that scores 23 points, he's got 23 misses as well. Mm-hmm. That was not the case for him. I don't know what his shooting percentage was, but every shot seemed like was a good shot if he took it, or he also had some nice assists as well.
Well, last year on our team last year, he actually set a season record for our school for assists in one season. So he is a very unselfish player that way also. I really feel there are times he knows when, you know, he needs to look at the basket, or if he needs to look for a teammate that might be breaking open.
And Skyler Werger, for a while there, seemed like really he was kind of a go-to guy, because you guys, it seemed like he had maybe a little bit of a quickness advantage when they were going man-to-man there a little bit. You guys kind of set some high screens, and and he was able to make some damage, and he also finished with 13 points.
Oh, yeah, Skyler is quite a player. Pleasanton deserves credit. They got on him. They did a nice job tonight. Skyler had a few shots not go his way tonight and stuff, but Skyler is definitely quite a ball player for him. And him and Zach are two great guys to have. And I don't want to leave anybody out here. Billy Smith hit some big shots last couple games for us. Those three are returning starters from our team that was able to qualify last year for state. So it's nice to have those three. Now we're still working on getting those fourth and fifth guys, involved, whether it be underneath, with Sean Klaus or Blake Teedy. Keith Murphy's been coming in and really doing a nice job for us also.
Yeah, he finished with six. He got that big bucket right before the end of the third quarter that built a little bit of momentum. There was a lot in basketball. There's always going to be a run that's out there. You had a 13-point lead in the first half, but then Pleasanton cut it down and made a one-possession game and really kind of tightened things up on you.
They deserve a lot of credit. They didn't roll over. The Axeman kid is quite a ball player. He was really someone we were trying to slow down anyway tonight, but he's just quite a ball player. But they had other kids step up and knock down some three-pointers. I think they had four different kids that had made a three-pointer by halftime. So, it is a case where, they played hard. They were, down 10, 12, 13, whatever it was, and they deserve credit for, battling back the way they did.
Statistically, if there's a statistic, and you haven't necessarily seen the stats, but statistically, is there a number that kind of stands out why you guys were able to win this, win 62-56?
Well, individually, I haven't really been able to really.
Right. But team-wise.
Team-wise, it's something, we came out very, very poor the first night out rebounding-wise, and even the first day of practice this year, we knew that was really going to have to be some area that we were going to have to improve. I thought we got a number of key rebounds when we really needed to. The boys were physical on boxing out, and, it's something that really helped us. We did have a moment, where, the wheels were kind of wobbling there, and they weren't quite falling all the way off us, but and we had some kids come in and step in, but I challenged the seniors there at the end of the third quarter that, we need to have them step up because we have a good senior group, and I want them to have a good season.
Kurt Bonzoff, head boys basketball coach of Elwood. The Pirates win tonight 62-56 over Pleasanton. You've been in one tight ball game, another tight ball game here tonight. You want to be 3-0, but is this team kind of progressing where you want it to right now?
I think, last year, we started off kind of slow. We had some, good opponents also at the beginning of last season. The teams we've played so far, have been definite. They're definitely going to be, good teams that down the stretch. It's a case where, yes, I would like to be a little bit further, but, as a coach, there's always something that you can, that you can improve on, and we got a long way to go. This is game three. We're going to be playing well over 20 games this year, so we need to continue as a coach and as players to continue to improve and challenge each other.
Well, you're going to have a pretty good challenge Tuesday, taking a team that's a couple of classes bigger than you and 2-1 in Cambridge. It's always interesting to play against them. Are there some things that you really kind of feel like maybe it's for Cambridge, but maybe it's just for your team, some things you're going to be working on between now and Tuesday?
Well, we'll continue stressing the same thing we talked about from the first practices, defense and rebounding. And that's really something that we're going to have. Offensively, I hate to jinx ourselves or anything, but offensively, I really feel that that we can find the basket enough. But defensively, we're going to have to continue to improve and continue improving our pressure. We're going to have to continue to rebound because, like you said, Tuesday night with Cambridge, it's going to be just another challenge. And as we talk as a team, it's on to the next one. We can enjoy this tonight. But, then we got to turn our, attention right back to playing again Tuesday night.
All right. Well, enjoy the night, Kurt.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Kurt Bonzoff, head boys basketball coach here at Elwood, as Pleasanton falls to the Pirates tonight, 62-56. We'll check the numbers for Pleasanton when we come back after this.
If you love good home cooking but hate the dishes, come down to C&D Restaurant in Elwood. C&D fills the plate with great food 7 days a week. There's noon specials Sunday through Friday, a full dinner menu from 5 to 7 Monday through Saturday, and bring the whole family there for Sunday lunch serve 10:30 to 1:30. Comfort food at a comfortable price. C&D Restaurant on Highway 23, just a block west of 283 in Elwood.
Good home cooking without the dishes. C&D Restaurant in Elwood.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Water is Nebraska's most precious natural resource, and for over 40 years, Elko Incorporated has kept the water flowing. It all starts with Elko pumps and power units. Reliable, powerful, affordable equipment that brings water to a parched land. Elko also has irrigation pipe and pipe trailers to get the water exactly where you need it most. Gravity irrigation is still the most down-to-earth solution to your water needs, and Elko is your one-stop shop. Elko Incorporated of Elwood. Call us at 785-2930 or online at elkoinc.com.
For styles that are a cut above, come see us at Avante Hair and Tanning Salon in Elwood. We're the only stop you need for the entire family. Avante can cut and style hair for men, women, and kids. Perms, coloring, highlighting, Avante does it all. Not only can Avante help you look good, they can help you feel good with massage therapy. From a simple haircut to a spa experience, Avante is here for you. Avante Hair and Tanning Salon at 305 Calvert Avenue in Elwood.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton as we continue with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. As Pleasanton falls here tonight to Elwood, a final of 62-56. And pretty balanced scoring here for Pleasanton. They were led by Cale Miller. He had 14. Brandon Axman, he had 14 as well. Caleb Eckel also with 14 points in the ball game, and quite a few Bulldogs awfully close to that double-double as well. Not only did Echo have the 14 points, he had 9 rebounds. Eckhart with 9 points and 9 rebounds. Axman also with 7 rebounds as well. Hunter Pates, he finished with 5 points on the night. And again, Pleasanton down by 13 in the first half, was able to battle it back, make it into a one-possession game. In the second half, Elwood was able to kind of distance themselves in the fourth quarter, and they win this one 62-56. And Pleasanton 0-3 on the season, but they'll try to fix that tomorrow as they're home to take on South Loup. And we'll have the chance to talk with Mitch Armour, who has made his way out of the locker room. He's coming up here, and we'll chat with the coach here real quick, as he had 3 Bulldogs in double figures. He must have forgotten I wanted to talk to him because he's heading back to the locker room. So that's my sign here that we should probably wrap things up. Again, Pleasanton does fall here to Elwood, 62-56. The Bulldogs had 3 players with 14 points each. It was Eckel, Axman, and Miller with 14 points in the ball game, and leading the way here for Elwood. It was 23 points from Zach Hackbart and 13 points for Billy Smith and Skyler Werger. Next up for Elwood, they'll be in Cambridge Tuesday to take on the Trojans. So 62-56, Elwood with the win over Pleasanton, and the Pleasanton girls win at 57-21 over Elwood earlier. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Stacy Johns back in the studio. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.